I'm William Cooper, and you're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I will continue just backing up maybe one or two sentences from where we left off on Wednesday night in our report at the end of our investigation and intelligence collection activities into the truth of the National Security Agency. And those of you who have already listened to the first 2 hours of it, you already know more about the National Security Agency than most of the people who actually work for that organization. And you absolutely know more than almost everybody else in the entire world, bar none. So make sure you have pen and paper and that you are comfortable and relaxed and get ready to continue. The 694th Intelligence Group, formerly the 694th Intelligence Wing, United States Air Force, headquartered at Fort Meade, Maryland, steers Air Force Intelligence Agency's mission operations on the East Coast. It is a vital part of the Air Intelligence Agency's continuing support to national missions in support of United States intelligence activities. The Air Force's 694th Intelligence Group, formerly 694th Wing, is the largest military unit on Fort Meade. It is subordinate to the Air Intelligence Agency, Kelly Air Force Base, Texas, which we will cover in its entirety on another night. With a widely varied mission, the 694th Intelligence Wing has more than 2,000 officers and airmen within its subordinate units at Fort Meade. In addition, the 694th provides operational, technical, administrative, and resource management to include representational support to the commander of the Air Intelligence Agency and other government elements in the Washington, D.C. area. Responsible for an integral part of the United States worldwide communications network, the unit provides rapid radio relay, secure communications and command, control, and communications countermeasures support to United States and allied forces. Unit members develop and apply techniques and materials designed to ensure that friendly command and control communications are secure and protected from enemy countermeasures. The 694th Intelligence Group also advises United States and allied commanders on procedures and techniques which could be used to counter enemy command and control communications. Additional functions include research into electronic phenomena. Unlike other intelligence organizations, such as the Central Intelligence Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency is particularly reticent concerning its internal organizational structure. The following description is based on the best available current information. The best comprehensive treatments of the National Security Agency's organization are found in Jeffrey Richelson's The U.S. Intelligence Community, published by Ballinger, Cambridge in 1989, and James Bamford's The Puzzle Palace, published by Houghton Mifflin Company, New York in 1982. It was reported by Bill Gertz in the Electronic Spying Reoriented at NASA, The Washington Times, on January 27, 1992, that the A Group had been expanded to include all of Europe, in addition to Eastern Europe and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, which existed at that time, and that the B Group, focused on Communist Asia, had been combined with the G Group, collecting against the rest of the world. The most detailed insight into the National Security Agency's organization is found in the National Security Agency Employees Security Manual, which we have obtained and have in our possession. This manual provided building locations for the security offices of each of the groups, among other interesting tidbits. Additional information, primarily related to information security developments, is reported in the computer trade press, such as More Changes at NASA, Federal Computer Week, August 22, 1994, page 4. The National Security Agency is organized into 5 directorates, each of which consists of several groups or elements. The Operations Directorate is responsible for SIGINT collection and processing. The Technology and Systems Directorate develops new technologies for SIGINT collection and processing. The Information Systems Security Directorate is responsible for the National Security Agency's communications and information security missions. The Plans, Policy, and Programs Directorate provides staff support and general direction for the agency, while the Support Services Directorate provides logistical and administrative support activities. And what you're going to hear now is more than much more. What you've already heard is much more, but this is very special. The A Group covered the former Soviet bloc. This group performs worldwide SIGINT operations at fixed sites and with assigned and attached mobile assets to collect against targets in the former Soviet bloc. It maintains liaison with service CSS components on SIGINT operations of direct interest to this area of responsibility. Under the SIGINT OPCON of the DERNSA, or the Chief Central Security Service, these operations are conducted. B Group, Asia. This group performs worldwide SIGINT operations at fixed sites and with assigned and attached mobile assets to collect against targets, including China, North Korea, and Vietnam. It maintains liaison with service CSS components on SIGINT operations of direct interest to this area of responsibility. Under the SIGINT OPCON of the DERNSA are the Chief Central Security Service. C Group is Policy and Resources. This group establishes immediate, short, and long-range policy and resource requirements for information security activities to satisfy current and future requirements. It identifies needs, criteria development, and program development of projects for operation and maintenance of current assets and acquisition or construction of new facilities. The D Group is the Director. The Director of the National Security Agency directs and controls the National Security Agency, NSA, in the accomplishment of assigned missions, programs, plans, and projects. This group serves as the NSA focus for DERNSA, which, as you will remember, is the Director of the National Security Agency, Central Security Service, or CSS, activities, and for the United States Signals Intelligence Directive System. The group also represents NSA on other SIGINT community coordinating committees, such as the DCI Signals Intelligence SIGINT Committee, SIGINT Requirements Validation and Evaluation Subcommittee, or SERVES, and SORES. The E Group is Contract Support. This group provides acquisition and management services and support to other National Security Agency program offices and the development of technical and non-technical support facility requirements and concepts. It develops facility acquisition strategy, plans, master schedules, cost estimates, and management plans. It provides engineering management services, plans for maintenance and operation of facilities, and coordinates with host nations or commands. The group acts as principal staff advisor and assistant to the director, National Security Agency, in the development and application of NSA contracting policy, plans, programs, and systems as related to contracting of supplies and services, production management, industrial preparedness planning, DAR, FAR, and contracting reporting, the Department of Defense Coordinated Acquisition Program, market research and analysis, DOD Procurement Management Review, or PMR program, the National Security Agency field contracting activities, ADP, T contracting, pricing and competition, and management improvement initiatives, and exercises staff program direction over assigned programs. F Group. We could locate no group known as F Group or any function designated as an F function. G Group, Operations. This group performs worldwide SIGINT operations at fixed sites and with assigned and attached mobile assets to collect against target areas not covered by A and B groups. It maintains liaison with service CSS components on SIGINT operations of direct interest to this area of responsibility. Under the SIGINT OPCON of the Director NSA or the Chief Central Security Service. H Group. We could locate no group known as H Group and no function within the National Security Agency designated as an H function. I Group is Information Security Programs. This group develops, establishes, and administers comprehensive programs for information security, classification management, security education and motivation, and industrial and personnel security. It represents the National Security Agency on the Security Career Program Policy Council. J Group is Legislative Affairs. In other words, they have their own lobbyists. J Group acts as the principal staff advisor and assistant to the Director of National Security Agency and other staff elements on all national security matters with respect to legislative affairs. Fancy name for lobbyist. K Group, Operations Research. This group directs the National Security Agency cryptologic research activities to provide theoretical, and other support for all United States communications security, known as COMSEC, and SIGINT activities. L Group is logistics. L Group serves as the principal focus for on matters relating to the implementation of the National Security Agency logistics support activities, including support by the Defense Courier Service. M Group is administration. M Group acts as the principal staff advisor and assistant to the director, National Security Agency, and other staff elements on all National Security Agency matters, exclusive of equipment, ADP and non-ADP, and software with respect to printing and publications, library, postal and mail, travel, audiovisual facilities, productions and exhibits, records, forms and correspondence, committee management, authentication of publications, directives, and, of course, communications. And for those of you who do not understand what ADP stands for, that's automatic data processing. The N Group is programs. The N Group determines, in conjunction with the entire National Security Agency staff, immediate, short, and long-range planning requirements for facility development to satisfy current and future mission requirements. It identifies facility need, facility criteria development, and program development of projects for operation and maintenance of current assets and acquisitions or construction of new facilities. O Group. We could locate no group within the National Security Agency designated as O Group, and we could locate no function designated as an O function. P Group, production. The P Group is NASA's, I keep reading NSA and saying NASA, is the NSA's principal element for the production of finished SIGINT, ELINT, and COMINT products in support of other consumers and the intelligence community. The group provides signals intelligence research, retrieval, and dissemination services for the National Security Agency's programs, associated contractors, and other government agencies and contractors. It maintains manual and automated classified databases to facilitate the acquisition, storage, and dissemination of signals intelligence information. The group identifies and establishes the National Security Agency's requirements for SIGINT production based on consumers' present and future needs. It serves as the focal point for intelligence documentation support and processing and dissemination requests through national automated intelligence databases. Q Group, plans and policy. The Q Group acts as the principal staff advisor and assistant to the director, National Security Agency, and other staff elements on the initiation, development, integration, coordination, and monitoring of the National Security Agency policy, plans, programs, and projects, and is responsible for oversight of designated National Security Agency CSS programs, mission and organization control, command control and contingency planning, National Security Agency studies and projects, operations research, and economic analysis, the National Security Agency's strategic planning and personnel authorizations and position management. The R Group is research and engineering. This group transforms SIGINT collection requirements into system performance parameters, requirements, and system configurations. It establishes and maintains system performance specifications and supports the configuration controls. The group develops and monitors internal and external interface requirements, defines test and target requirements, and provides cost, schedule, producibility, manufacturing, basing, logistics, and other support necessary for SIGINT collection system development and deployment. The group serves as a center for research and development on signals intelligence technologies and provides for evaluation of algorithms, databases, and display concepts in signal processing. The group maintains facilities for research and development on audio and speech signal processing. The supports test and evaluation of speech processing technology to intelligence-relating problems. S Group, standards and evaluation. This group develops, establishes, and evaluates implementation of comprehensive standards for information security, classification management, security education and motivation, and industrial and personnel security. The group provides staff supervision and guidance for industrial security program, performs industrial security functions of review and approval, serves on contract requirements and technical review boards, and performs industrial security inspections of classified contractor activities. It is the primary ComSec community focus for development and certification of ComSec equipment and procedures. The T group is telecommunications. This group manages all government and contractor activities associated with the design, development, production, and operation of special intelligence communications, our SPENTCOM networks and systems for the transmission of SIGINT data and products. U group is the general counsel. The U group provides legal advice and services to the director and the heads of the National Security Agency staff elements on matters involving or affecting the National Security Agency, exercises supervisory and professional control over personnel providing legal services in the National Security Agency, provides liaison with other agencies on legal issues relating to NSA, and manages assigned programs. The V, as in Victor Group, is network security. This group develops, establishes, and administers comprehensive programs for communications network security and related industrial security. W group, space. This group implements operational control of space-based sensors. It documents, maintains, and implements operational requirements, monitors capabilities, and coordinates activities for sensors, provides resource management for collection, transmission, and processing of SIGINT derived from space-based sensors. The group monitors and performs analysis on sensor operations, system capabilities, and performance. It manages technical service support, or TSS, contracts to ensure operational support for ground stations. It interfaces with the National Reconnaissance Office on system acquisition. The National Reconnaissance Office is also known as NRO and is directly responsible for the manufacture, the launch, and the activities of all of the United States government's satellites, which are placed in orbit, and specifically those satellites concerned with the collection of intelligence. This group also coordinates and monitors system testing for space-based sensors and interfaces with the Air Force Satellite Control Facility, or SCF, for operational tasking. It also coordinates and provides input on future sensor requirements. The X group is designated Special Access Systems. We were unable to locate the function and designation of this group according to its title of Special Access Systems and could locate no such systems or definitions of such systems. Y group. We could locate no function known as Y group, although we did locate a designation known as Y group. The function of this group is unknown to us at this time. Z group. No group with a Z designation has been located, and no site of the existence of this group has been located, and no function has been located with the designation of a Z group function. While the Central Intelligence Agency budget is regularly the subject of public reports, which are generally rather consistent, the National Security Agency budget is less frequently subject to press speculation and published reports very widely, with some estimates running as high as $10 billion. One principal source of confusion is the distinction between the National Security Agency proper and the associated military elements of the Central Security Service. These service elements have historically been quite expensive, encompassing many thousands of personnel at overseas ground stations. In fact, the National Security Agency turns out to be not much larger than that of the Central Intelligence Agency, and surprisingly, much more readily discernible from official public sources. And why no one else has ever understood this or located the information is beyond me. The annual R1 and P1 military budget documents provide total figures for RDT and E and procurement for all defense agencies, as well as funding for each individual agency, except for the National Security Agency and the Defense Intelligence Agency. Simple arithmetic, ladies and gentlemen, reveals the total for these two agencies. There's no mystery about it. And since the National Security Agency is much larger than the Defense Intelligence Agency, the bulk of this remainder must be the National Security Agency. Contracts with NSA are routinely announced by the Defense Department, which shyly refers to the National Security Agency as the, quote, Maryland Procurement Office, end quote. And anything you see under that designation refers to the National Security Agency. Unfortunately, there was until recently no O1 for the operations and maintenance account. But each year, testimony is given to Congress, which displays the operations and maintenance budget for defense agencies. As with the R1 and P1, this display provides a total figure for all defense agencies, as well as funding for each individual agency. And just as before, we are able to determine approximately the accurate budget or the accurate amount funded for specific projects in specific agencies, with a few exceptions. One of the amusing examples of the foolish inconsistency with which the, quote, top secret, end quote, budget is publicly discussed is the presentation of the operations and maintenance budget, which coyly provides an aggregate figure for intelligence and communications of about $2.8 billion. This includes the National Security Agency and the Defense Intelligence Agency, as well as the Defense Information Systems Agency, known as DISA, which is included in the aggregate to avoid revealing the intelligence portion of this account, a reticence which does not extend to the RDT&E and procurement accounts, but after this broadcast, probably will. However, DISA has no reticence in revealing its annual operations and maintenance budget, which is nearly $400 million, in its annual report, and thus defeats the prior attempt to relieve us of this knowledge. Again, simple arithmetic reveals the total for the Defense Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency, and the bulk of this remainder, about $2 billion, must be the National Security Agency because no one else is funded under that particular heading. The operations and maintenance account consists of spending for contractor services and civilian employees. Uniformed service members are funded through the military personnel account. The National Security Agency reportedly has about 20,000 employees in the state of Maryland alone, with a $831.7 million payroll in the year 1990. And that's taken from Ted Shelsby, NSA employment cuts will hurt Maryland economy, but exactly how much? From the Baltimore Sun of December the 6th, 1991, page 9C. Based on the precedent of other defense agencies, which most are over 90% of these are civilians, the reported 20,000 civilian employees is consistent with this $2 billion, as seen by dividing, ladies and gentlemen, the typical cost of a civilian government employee, which is about $100,000, which is about equally divided between direct pay and purchases of supplies and contract services. And some of you, if you're listening to me carefully, you're beginning to get an idea of about how intelligence gathering, collation of the information, analysis, and then the projection of the results of the analysis into a report is actually done. And there's no big mystery about any of it. It does require some brains and the willingness to work, which is difficult to get anyone to do. Most of the time. These estimates, ladies and gentlemen, are also consistent with the approximately 5 million square feet of National Security Agency office space at Fort Meade, somewhat less than the Pentagon, which houses somewhat more than 20,000 personnel. Other published estimates that the National Security Agency has between 38,000 and 52,000 employees clearly also include the personnel of the Central Security Service military components, as well as contractor personnel. And that's from Spy Agency Staff Lacks Diversity, Director Says, in the Washington Times of November the 1st, 1963, page A6. As many as 12,000 of these personnel, ladies and gentlemen, are housed at the Friendship Annex at Airport Squares near the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. And that's from Super Secret Security Agency of Inestimable Aid to County, from the Washington Times, January 2nd, 1993, page. Allocated intelligence operatives from the Intelligence Service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, you have now more information in your possession about the National Security Agency than probably 99% of all of the people who work for that organization. And I'm not joking. You see, they tend to compartmentalize information within agencies. And the average employee knows little or nothing beyond what his or her immediate function actually is. And I could go on and on and on, and I will. Of course, you all knew that. Be back after this pause. As always, by Swiss American Trading, my good friend Craig Smith, who is so eager to help people that he was going to actually, if I had allowed him, do something very foolish. He was going to actually refund somebody's money because they claimed over a year later that they weren't satisfied after having made four subsequent purchases over several months during that year. It was amazing. But it didn't have to be done in the long run because we found out that the actual client was not satisfied whatsoever. Not unsatisfied, I mean. It was her newly acquired boyfriend who suddenly, like a slot machine, his eyes began spinning with dollar signs. He wanted her to get rid of those coins so he could get his hands on the money. And that's not unusual. And if you don't pick your partners carefully, you have no idea the quality of the people that you deal with when you deal with Swiss American Trading. They guarantee what they do. Every conversation is taped. so that nobody can lie. The salesman can't lie and the customer can't lie. There can't be any baloney going on there. That's impossible. Can't happen. Also, they have a buyback policy, which means that you agree when you purchase whatever you're purchasing from them. If you want to take advantage of the buyback policy, exactly the terms that they will repurchase or buy back from you your coins at any future date that you wish to sell them back to Swiss America Trading. It covers you, ladies and gentlemen, in case the market plunges to nothing or goes way below what you purchased the coins for. And most of you don't understand what this is all about. You see, Swiss America Trading, if I do that, could lose everything. But they have to do it because they're honorable people and they care about you. They actually genuinely care. And that's something that's hard to get across about a company. They care so much, and I believe in them so much, that I back their guarantee also. But I wouldn't do like Craig was willing to do. You call me after a year, after making several other purchases in the meantime, and tell me that you're not satisfied with a purchase you made a year ago, I'm going to tell you go fly a kite. But if you purchase anything from Swiss America Trading, and within a reasonable period of time, you call me and say, hey, I don't think something's right here, I'll get to the bottom of it. And if something isn't right, I'll make sure that it's set right immediately, with no strings attached whatsoever. Craig has made a commitment to me. He'll do anything that I say if I feel that something was done wrong. Who else will do that? Will any other radio broadcaster stand behind their advertisers like I do? Not on your life. Not ever. You see, if Swiss America Trading actually cheated somebody who purchased from that company because they listened to this broadcast, and Swiss America Trading refused to make it good, I would, even if I had to sell my home to do it. You see, they wouldn't be sponsoring this broadcast if I didn't believe 100% in what they're doing to help you, and in their policies, their practices, and in their honesty, and their moral and ethical behavior. So if you're interested in getting your hands on some real money, you can't deal with anyone better than Swiss America Trading, and you can't get a better guarantee. You can't get a better promise. And you can't get a buyback policy from anybody. So call 1-800-289-2646 and do it now. Thank them for sponsoring this broadcast, because they take great risks in doing it. 1-800-289-2646. Tell them that you're a steady listener to William Cooper in the Hour of the Time, and you will get red carpet treatment, I guarantee it. 1-800-289-2646. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ever treated badly, if you ever feel that you're cheated or something isn't wrong with whatever happens with you with Swiss America Trading, you call me. Call them first, and then call me, and I'll make sure that we get to the bottom of it. And remember this before anybody ever attempts to tell me a lie. Everything's on tape. You can't lie about anything, and neither can they. And that is a wonderful assurance. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. Just to give you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, what to look forward to during next week and the week following, we're going to cover the original charter of the National Security Agency, which is signed by Harry Truman. We're going to cover the entire National Security Agency Employees Security Manual, the Air Intelligence Agency, which serves as the Air Force's arm of the National Security Agency. We'll cover the Army Intelligence Organizations, the ITRADS, which is the Intelligence and Security Command Training Doctrine and Support Detachment, located at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. We will discuss Camp Perry in full, the Advanced Technology Demonstration Network, or ETDNet, Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communications System, which is a biggie, the British Security Service, and we'll get into Executive Order 12356, which is the National Security Information and Classification Levels, which will prove to you forever that all of this bullshit and baloney out there about 56 levels above top secret and ultra cosmic space goopoop bidoop doop classification and all the other things that you've been hearing about are, as I've always told you, absolute and total woo-woo land nonsense. You'll get into Army Regulation 380-5, which is the Department of the Army Information Security Program. I think that's enough for right now, don't you? And we're not going to do that all straight in a row, but we're going to do it. And much, much, much more. Office of Naval Intelligence, Central Intelligence Agency. We have had teams studying, accumulating information, compiling it, coordinating it, collating it, analyzing it, and compiling reports for quite some time. So you're in for some treats. Right now, I'm going to give you some books to read. If you really are interested in intelligence work, intelligence gathering, if you really care about this stuff, if you're a member of the intelligence service, it's required reading for all officers. And all of these will eventually be disseminated to the station chiefs and then to the personnel under the command of the various station chiefs around the world. This reading list is for those who are participating in analysis studies or who participate in the analysis of collected and collated data for preparation into final reports. It is required reading for all officers of the Intelligence Service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. This particular reading list provides essential general background to basic approaches to intelligence analysis, logic, bias, cause and effect, process, and dissemination. And the first one is called Strategic Intelligence for American World Policy by Sherman Kent, published by Princeton University Press in 1966. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an excellent book on analysis and the theory and practice of intelligence, real practice of intelligence, not the imagined practice, not the crap you see on television or in the movies. It was written in 1949 by an Office of Strategic Services veteran and a Yale professor who helped establish the Central Intelligence Agency's new Board of National Estimates in 1950, and he led that office for many years. The next one, A World of Secrets, The Uses and Limits of Intelligence by Walter Lacour, L-A-Q-U-E-U-R. If you don't get this, don't call me and ask me to give it to you on the phone. Buy the tape. Published by Basic Books, New York, 1985. This work specifically concentrates on how intelligence is used to understand events that may affect the United States. And, of course, once you know how that's done, you can apply it to any source and to any affected body. The next one is by John Prados, P-R-A-D-O-S. It is titled The Soviet Estimate, U.S. Intelligence Analysis and Russian Military Strength, published by Dial Press, New York, 1982. This author is not an intelligence professional, but he writes a provocative and insightful book for anybody who wants to know about intelligence analysis and estimation. Now, don't call me and say, well, I'm not interested in the Soviet estimate or the analysis or Russian military strength. That's not why you read these books, ladies and gentlemen. You read them to learn the techniques, the procedures, and the actual work that goes in to get it. For instance, if you were involved in trying to find out how many actual members belonged to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, this book will help you do that. You understand what I'm talking about? The next one, War of Numbers. It's an intelligence memoir written by Sam Adams, published by Steerforth Press in South Royalton, Vermont, 1994. Some of these you have to look for. You may have to do a book search. This is the story of the well-documented controversy between Sam Adams and the Pentagon, and it's well worth finding and reading. The next list is a reading list specifically concerned with the history. It is required reading for all officers of the intelligence service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. It provides a general survey of the evolving role of intelligence in American history, particularly since the establishment of the Central Intelligence Agency. The first one is written by William E. Colby, entitled Honorable Men, My Life in the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, published by Simon & Schuster in 1978, New York. Colby, as most of you know, was the former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and it explains the internal organization and management of the agency based on his experiences, with particular emphasis on clandestine operations, and bear in mind that he didn't write anything in there that they didn't want you to know. But it does give you a good personal account of day-to-day life dealing with leading an intelligence organization and some of the things that he experienced. The next one is the CIA, Reality versus Myth, The Evolution of the Agency from Roosevelt to Reagan, revised edition of the CIA under Reagan, Bush, and Casey, Acropolis Books, 1982, Washington, D.C., written by Ray Klein. And The Craft, The CIA, Reality versus Myth, The Evolution of the Agency from Roosevelt to Reagan, is written by Ray Klein, who's a former top official of the CIA. And he talks about in that book what clandestine work in an open society is like, why it is needed, and how it can be carried out effectively. And bear in mind, in many of these books that I'm recommending, you will learn an awful lot about the collection of intelligence from a human or an agent level, where they go out and actually recruit people in foreign countries to collect and turn over intelligence. You may learn about cutouts and all the different terminology and some of the meaning of that terminology. But one thing you have to understand, in this day and age, most intelligence gathering is done through electronic means. I can spend 2 hours on the internet today, ladies and gentlemen, and gather more intelligence than one human agent could do in 6 months 30 years ago. And that's a fact. So you have to bear in mind that as technology changes, intelligence methods of gathering intelligence, of finding intelligence, of dealing with the information war that is occurring, sifting through and learning what is disinformation from what is misinformation, from what is fact, from what is intentionally there to cause you to behave or act or submit reports in a certain way. So there's an awful lot to it. It's one of the most extremely interesting professions that you could ever engage in, whether or not you are doing it for the United States government, for yourself, or for an organization, for a corporation, for the intelligence service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, or to write a book. The next one, The Craft of Intelligence, written by Alan Dulles, New York, Harper and Row, 1963. If there's anybody in the history of the intelligence service who has done
as much or more to shape the final product of what that agency is, does, and represents, other than Wild Bill Donovan, it is Alan Dulles. And Alan Dulles is responsible for some of the things that are the best about what has happened in the Central Intelligence Agency, and also some of the very worst. So I highly recommend this work, because Dulles really represents the history of intelligence, which he presents in his book. And he describes the techniques of espionage and counter-espionage, and discusses the role of intelligence in international events all the way from World War II all the way up through 1961. The next one, For the President's Eyes Only, by Andrew Christopher. Secret Intelligence in the American Presidency, from Washington to Bush, New York, HarperCollins Publishers. And this is a new book, ladies and gentlemen. I just acquired this not too long ago myself, published in 1995. The next one was written by Admiral Stansfield Turner. It's called Secrecy and Democracy, The CIA in Transition, published by Houghton Mifflin in 1985 in Boston. Admiral Turner reviews his tenure as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency under President Carter, and he discusses the problems, as he perceives them, involved in operating a secret intelligence organization in a so-called democratic society. The next one is The Central Intelligence Agency, written by Arthur Darling, An Instrument of Government to 1950. Published by State University Press in 1990 in State College, Pennsylvania. The next one, The Old Boys, The American Elite and the Origins of the CIA, by Burton Hirsch. Charles Scribner's Sons, 1992, New York. Hirsch is a journalist, and he gets right down into the lives and personalities of many of the men who created and directed the Central Intelligence Agency in its early years. One of the most interesting characters you can ever read about is James Jesus Angleton, and of course Alan Welsh Dulles, but the granddaddy of them all was Wild Bill Donovan. His portraits of these people are usually unflattering, and most of these people were not what you would call really the kind of people that you would want to come to dinner on Sunday. But the book has a good deal of information that is not otherwise available anywhere else. America's Secret Power, The CIA in a Democratic Society, Oxford University Press, 1989, New York, written by Locke, spelled L-O-C-H-K, Johnson. Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, is a university professor at the University of Georgia who worked for the Church Committee. Remember, the Church Committee investigated the Central Intelligence Agency and the intelligence community as a whole. He discusses the history of the agency and the theory of intelligence, and he tries to wrestle as best he can with the issues of secret intelligence in what's called a free society. There seems to be in the minds of a lot of these people a dichotomy there, and there really isn't at all. It's in their minds. They are by nature paranoid. The next one is The Central Intelligence Agency, History and Documents, by William M. Leary, editor. He edited this collection of history and documents. Published by the University of Alabama Press, 1984, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The book reprints Ann Karaleska's History of the Central Intelligence Agency, originally published in Book 4 of the Church Committee's report, and that's another good thing to get hold of, is the Church Committee's report, the Rockefeller report, and all of the reports, the House Select Committee on Assassinations. Leary added an introduction and an appendix of historical documents, which are extremely worthwhile. The next one is Cold Warrior, James Jesus Angleton, The CIA's Master Spy Hunter, by Tom Mangold, New York, Simon & Schuster, 1991. What a character this guy is. What a life he led. What a warped warped, twisted mind he had. Tom Mandrold is a British Broadcasting Corporation producer whose biography of the CIA's famous, and I mean famous, head of counterintelligence, James Jesus Angleton, will probably be the best until the agency actually releases its own files on such topics as the investigation of Soviet defectors' claims and other things. And you can expect, to be amazed and angry and illuminated and all kinds of things when you read about James Jesus Angleton. The next one is honorable treachery. Honorable treachery, if there is such a thing, if you can imagine such a thing. A history of U.S. intelligence, espionage, and covert action, all the way from the American Revolution to the Central Intelligence Agency. Published by the Atlantic Monthly Press, 1991 in New York. This one, ladies and gentlemen, is a vast, wide-ranging study by G.J.A. O'Toole, who's a former CIA agency employee, and it places intelligence in general and the CIA in particular in its historical context, if you will. And we'll continue the rest of this reading list at the beginning of the broadcast tomorrow night, and then I will read to you the actual charter signed by Harry Truman that formed the National Security Agency back in October 24th, 1952. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and as always, God bless each and every one of you, and God bless this republic.
I will.
If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you want a Jewish doctor, all undercover, if I should move. If you want to drive time inside, or if you want to take me for a ride, well, you know you can. No man. Chains too tight and the beams won't go to sleep. I've been running through all these promises to you that I made that I could not keep. I put a man never got a woman back, not by taking on but I trouble you, baby, and I fall at your feet. And I howl at your beauty like a dog in heat. And I claw at your heart, and I tear at your sheet. I say, please, please.